Welcome to High Strangeness, where we ask questions and explore all that is strange and unexpected in our reality.
Hey there, welcome to High Strangeness. This is the place where all things are strange and unexpected, or actually, it's the place where we talk of those things. Today is a random strangeness episode, and we'll be doing these maybe two or more times a month going forward for everybody. Once again, today I have our co-host Bill Kearney, good friend, good guy, and one of our returning voices to High Strangeness. So, Bill, how are things going? Anything new in your life these days?
Well, not much. Just getting ready for the summer months coming.
Yep.
I'm spending a lot of time up at my trailer and in the mountains, and really looking forward to that. But the kids are all older and moving out, so just me and my wife and my youngest. But soon he'll be off to playing hockey again.
Yeah, so his hockey's going pretty good lately, isn't it?
Yeah, another year at AAA, then next year he'll be definitely playing in the juniors. He can go junior this year, but we opted to play another AAA level to give him more, because he's only young. He's only 17. He's got 2 years of AAA already under his belt.
Yeah,
it'd just be better for him, you know.
That makes sense. No rush on it. But he, folks, this kid is amazing. I remember watching him when he was 3, 4 years old, whatever it was when you first got him out there. And then within a couple of years, he was just blowing by everybody. His skating skills are mad. He's just got great skating skills.
He just went up and scrimmaged at the Maverick Center here in Utah, or the Oval, wherever it was, with a bunch of players that used to play for the University of Utah, Weber State University, and he smoked them. He comes back, he's like, they're not very good. I was crushing them. I'm like, yes.
Well, he is good. So I'm looking forward to watching where he goes in his career. All right, well, let's go ahead and get started with our episode today. We've got four interesting topics to go over and share what we have found out and discuss a little bit. I want to start off by telling everybody that both Bill and I are from the East Coast. We grew up back east, and we spent a lot of summers down on the beaches. And one of the things that I remember, and every time I go back, it just comes right back into my mind, is the smell of the area, the channels and things like that, right? The fish-type smell, right?
Yeah. And I don't know if you remember, every time we went over the Rio Grande Bridge going into Wildwood, I used to tell you, man, I love that smell.
Exactly. Yeah.
And here in Great Salt Lake, it does it once in a while. That salt air is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
But
exactly.
Our topic is a little bit different, but
yeah. So
I know what smell you're talking about.
Yeah. So, I mean, in that case, a lot of people actually like it. But what if you ran across somebody who smelled like fish all the time? Would that be, what would you do? I mean, would you tell them, or would you just not say anything?
Well, like I told you, that I could tolerate that smell because it's a childhood memory of great times. But if I'm sitting next to somebody at a restaurant or a movie theater or work,
yeah,
and I smelled that, I'd be like, I mean, first thing I'd do is like make sure all the windows were shut, you know?
Yeah.
I'd be wondering if that's coming from outside, because a person shouldn't smell like that.
Exactly. Well, and that's the thing. So as you have probably already figured out, people, we're going to be talking about a condition that actually causes people to smell like fish. Now, I bring a lot of this up, these types of things, because they're odd and unknown. And really, I think a lot about how difficult this would be for somebody if they had this scent. I mean, like, what would you do? And it's one thing if you're an adult, but like, what if you're a teenager or somebody like that who's at that point in their life where they're very impressionable? This could lead to problems, right?
You wouldn't be able to date.
Yeah.
You know, and we're talking about non-fishermen.
Yeah.
I mean, people who go out crab fish and all that, I mean, even when they come home, they've been doing it for so many years, you still smell like that. You know, you could still tell. But our topic's a little bit different than that. I mean, but it'd be awful for somebody. I don't know. I mean, you'll probably get to this, but is this something that you're born with, or do you just get it at any point?
Well, we're going to talk about that, because it's something that, unfortunately, we can't control. If somebody gets this, it's not something they can... They didn't do anything wrong. It just happens. So let me talk a minute about it. It's actually, once again, it's called fish odor syndrome. TMAU is the acronym for some reason. And I think it stands for trimethylamuria, is I think what the condition is. And it's a rare metabolic disorder that causes a defect in the normal production of an enzyme called FMO3. It builds up and is released in the person's sweat, urine, reproductive fluids, their breath, and it gives off this fishy odor. It's something that occurs actually in women more than it does in men. So, I mean, you know, these all could be very embarrassing, but could you imagine during intimacy? This would be a tough one, I think, for people, unless both parties know what's going on, right?
Yeah.
Now, it's like I mentioned, it could be a big source of embarrassment professionally, in relationships, social life, leading in some cases to depression or isolation. And so, you know, if we do run across somebody like this, or they're in our family, or especially if they're young, we want to... It's not just because they didn't take a shower or something. We probably need to be aware of stuff like this, because it's very possible that something like this could be going on and they can't control it. I don't know.
Well, I know if you get sprayed by a skunk, get rid of that, you need to take a tomato bath, you know?
Yeah.
Tomato juice. I mean, what's the... I mean, what is this? Is there a pill, or is there...
Good question.
A medication?
So, it's genetic. There is no cure, but there are things that can help. So, basically...
Lots of it.
Yeah. It says, you do what you can to avoid seafood. Now, if you love seafood, this is probably awful. But... That's one of the things you do, is try to minimize your consumption of seafood, kelp, and seaweed. These are all things that contain certain things in it, and supplements that have carnitine also can cause this problem, or make it worse if you have that genetic issue. If you eat too much red meat and liver and stuff like that, you can... have this problem show up a little more often, or a little more potent.
Wow. I eat a lot of red meat.
Yeah. But you don't smell like fish, so don't worry about it. But if you did, that could be a problem, right?
I won't touch seafood. I won't touch that stuff.
Yeah. They say that taking vitamin B2 with your diet can help. And also, if you take, you use slightly acidic detergents and body washes, that these can help as well. So, I don't know. We're not trying to tell you how to, you know, handle this. If you have it, your best bet is to go see a doctor and really take a look at it. But I think the biggest thing when we bring this up is just because a person might be thinking, what is that smell? And is that me? And they don't realize that maybe they have this condition. So.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
TMAU. All right. Let's hop into our next strange topic here. you know, there are people out there that like to be very creative with their architecture. If it were me, it'd probably be a football helmet. Some women would have a huge Coors purse. But this particular building is a basket. And it was owned by a company, Longaberger Basket Building, in Newark, Ohio.
This is one that's going to be real interesting for me, because this is one where I want to really involve our viewers.
Yeah,
because I want to see our viewers send us pictures.
Yeah.
Of buildings in your area to our email address, which Tony will give you.
Yes.
Because I know there's more than this around the country. I'm very curious to see what the different structures are. So.
And that's the thing with our random strangeness episodes like this, where we pick four or five things. We want to highlight just the different strange things that people might run across. So, as Bill said, if you run across something or you're aware of something, share that with us. We'd love to do an episode or at least include it. That would be great. Well, I think of this place, would I like to work there? Would it be neat or interesting? I don't know. It definitely has a cool look to it, and it's different. This building is sometimes called the Big Basket. It used to be the headquarters of this Langeberger company, and the company was a basket manufacturer and distributor. So it makes perfect sense. Now, the building was sold in 2016, and a developer came in and wanted to turn it into a luxury hotel. That would be kind of cool too, maybe. I don't know. The interesting thing is that a short time later, it did go back on the market. So I guess that idea didn't really work out so well.
Well, there's a lot of people wanting to get in there.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I don't know when this picture took place. I don't know if this was when the employees were
When it's for. I mean, that many people don't show up to work at the same time, so.
Yeah.
What's that say up top there?
It says Langeberger. So that's that company that used to own it. I don't know. I think it would have been neat to go to a hotel like that to just say you did it. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think I would stay at a hotel like that, but there's a lot of weird things like that. Like I saw some of, I don't know if you've seen these, and I'm terrified of heights.
Me too.
But I'm not afraid to fly. And there are some where your bedroom is on a side of a mountain, like, and it's glass.
No, thank you.
So when you look each way, every way, there's nothing. You look down, it's just a drop, like if you were sleeping on the side of a mountain. Have you seen those bedroom hotels?
I have not, but that's terrifying.
Well, I'll send you that. There are videos of it's a hotel where the beds are in a glass cabinet.
Man.
Attached to the side of a mountain.
Yeah, I don't know about
And
that.
I'm not talking like a mountain that's got, you know, steeps and everything. I mean, this is just straight drop, and then there's your hotel, there's your bed. That's all right, I'll pass
on that.
I'll sleep in a basket first.
For sure. Yeah, me too. All right, well, as fun as it has been talking about this basket, let's move on to our third topic, which is kind of a weird, interesting one. I'm sure everybody's heard the term, man, it's raining like cats and dogs out there, right? Everybody's heard that. Well, there was a story back in 1958 where people claimed that it had rained lemmings. Now, what's a lemming? Lemming is this cute little rodent. And, there was a story that a lot of these things are falling out of the sky. Now, I don't know how that happens, but it is definitely different. It's interesting. Now, let me give you a little bit of background, that something that may have added to this, or maybe they just picked up from the story that people were saying. But in 1958, Walt Disney produced, their studios produced what was called True Life Adventures. It was like a series that they had. And they had an episode called White Wilderness where it featured a segment of lemmings that they talked about this strange compulsion they have to commit mass suicide. So they were making the claim in the story that hundreds of these things would run, just jump off cliffs to their death. And so some think, well, maybe they got carried away in the wind, and it was near a cliff, and that's why people saw these rodents falling from the sky. Now, I don't know if that's true, but it would be interesting to see these things flying out at you.
I don't know. I mean, how much do they weigh?
They're tiny, so I'm sure.
I guess they could fly for a little while.
Yeah, maybe the wind would take them. Now, here's the weird thing, that in 1983, there was an investigation done on that claim, and, well, really not the claim. It was more on the episode that Walt Disney, or Disney Productions, had made about this. It's 1983, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation went and investigated this, and they came out and said that Disney's scene was faked. That they carefully edited it, used camera angles, and even ran a few dozen of these things off of a cliff for this show or this episode. Now, I have to be honest, I've never seen the episode, so I don't really know. But
yeah. That's a little too out there.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's just, I think that's fake.
Well, one thing that has been recorded a few times is that people have found fish falling out of the sky. And I can't remember where I read this, but they were saying that there's a possibility that this could happen. And the way it would happen is that a fish from the ocean can be pulled up through water spouts from a tornado, and that it would pull them up so high they'd be in the clouds, and then they'd come down as a draining a distance away. So this has been found to happen a few times, but that's why they say it happens. Now, here's a weird story. It goes off. I'm going to divert for a minute, but I did hear about this, Bill. I don't know if you ever heard about this. I heard one time there was a big wildfire in the Pacific Northwest, and, you know, there's fires up there all the time. And after, you know, they controlled the fire and everything like that, at some point later, they found a scuba diver in his scuba gear.
Yep.
Burned up.
That's true.
In the forest.
That's true.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a true story. He got sucked up when the helicopters came down with the thing and and get the water and everything like that.
Yep.
Imagine being that poor SOB.
Oh, man. What a way to go.
Like, getting sucked up and then knowing you're in a helicopter and wondering what in the heck is going on.
Yeah.
And then being, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I remember that story. That was maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe 15, 10 years ago, but I do remember that, yeah.
So, people, be careful where you swim, I guess, huh? Snorkeling, I mean, I just, the odds of that is just ridiculous. It's just crazy. But it happened.
Yeah.
It happened.
I guess no matter what you do, you got to just let people know where you're going. You say you're going swimming, and then you find you in the mountains. How'd that happen?
Crazy.
But, yeah, these are all great topics. One I really liked, I like that building. I'm excited to hear from our viewers.
Yeah.
Send us pictures if you see something. Tony, what's that email address again?
It's highstrangeness2024@gmail.com. For sure. We actually have one more topic before we wrap up for today. I want to start off by saying, I don't know, I can't describe exactly where it's at, Bill, but there's a home that's maybe 10 minutes from where I live, just going south of Airport 2 a little bit, that has been, it looks like it's a huge and big house, but it's been under construction and they've been working on it for literally 20 years. Nobody's ever lived there. There's cars there parked all the time, and there's always some work being done, but 20 years. And I thought to myself, my gosh, are they ever going to get into that home? Like, is it like an old person doing it by themselves? I mean, what in the world's going on there? But one of the things that I think is interesting is abandoned homes or structures. And sometimes I think in future episodes we're going to cover some of that. Today, I really found this one interesting. This is basically abandoned mansion homes. And not just one. You know, like I was describing, this is a community. These are like probably 100 plus homes. And for those of you who want to do some more research on it, it is called the State Guest Mansions in Shenyang, China. So these are abandoned settlements, almost frozen in time. Can you believe that?
See, something like that, again, we're talking about China. Mm-hmm. To me, something like that would have been, because it's the whole community, right?
Yeah.
So I want to know what was there before those homes went up. Was it a military base? Was there testing going on of chemicals or whatnot to make it where they ignored it, but then they got so far into it and things got so bad that they couldn't ignore that. It was just unhealthy to live there.
Well, it's interesting. If some of that's true, it would be very tough probably for us to figure that out. Or find out.
No, we would never.
Never be able to find it out. So I do have some information about the origin and why this happened, but it's not as juicy as what you just said. But once again, we probably wouldn't get that kind of detail from China anyway. Maybe not even from the United States, to be honest. So.
Well, if they liked us, I'd buy one.
Yeah.
I'd fix it up.
Look at. I mean, just look at this. These are big.
So they're huge.
Let me tell you a little bit about it. In 2010. A Chinese property giant group began building state guest mansions. An upmarket neighborhood of 260 lavish homes complete with luxury amenities designed for China's millionaires. But just 2 years later, the elaborate plans were shelved and these were left just to rot. The homes would have sold for millions, but they were never even purchased and they are just sitting out there. I mean, that's unbelievable. Now, these are...
Yeah, this happens...
Go ahead.
Good. This happens in the U.S. too, but not like this. There's a lot of... I've been seeing a lot of things. Celebrities recently have been leaving their mansions in California and leaving to move to Florida, Idaho, Montana to get out of the area that they're in for whatever reason. And they just... I mean, no one's going to put $12, $15, $20 million in a home anymore. Yeah. You know, the economy's bad. But it's sad and it's gross that you got that much money you can afford just to throw it away.
Yeah. It's crazy. Now, for those of
Find some use for it.
I know.
I mean, there's people living in the streets, man. Yeah. You know, you can make this into hotels easily.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting because... For those of you who are listening through an audio podcast, you really need to try to catch this episode on YouTube because just the pictures, really, we can't do justice. You just need to see what we're showing you here. But it's amazing. I mean, these are like Hollywood-style massive homes, like even bigger than that, really. I mean, they're mansions, multi.
No.
They're for millionaires and billionaires.
They make the White House look like...
Yeah.
Like a dollhouse.
So this one here, some of these photos were taken back in March of 2023, so just last year. Project continues to lay in ruins. When you look at things like their enormous chandeliers, their marble floors, and an enormous, just the artwork and everything, just all the work that went into this, it's kind of eerie, really. It was meant for something so much more, and yet this is what you have. Now, here's something that I did come across that maybe can speak to why this happened this way. The information I got was that China's economy was growing around that time, big time, 2010, that is. And when the new president, Xi Jinping, or whatever his name is, rose to power in 2012, everything changed there. there was an effort made to end government corruption, and people became less inclined to show their wealth. So they really kept their wealth to themselves. So, you know, what was potentially a market, people are now not interested in doing that. So, yeah.
I mean, those are big homes for any country, especially U.S., like, you know, where we have families, you know, have 6, 7, 8 kids, some, yeah, you know, more. In China, aren't they minimized to how many children they can have?
Yeah.
So even more so, that just ridiculous amount of space.
Right.
For a family of 4?
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy.
That's just nuts.
Just another picture of inside one of these homes.
Now, were you saying something about farmers using it?
Yeah.
Using that area right now? What's that about?
I've got a picture coming up after this that's actually going to talk a little bit about why or what how things are being used today. Let me just see if there's any other information here that's worth bringing up before we flip to the next picture. No, I think we can move on. But yeah, so this is an example of, if you went into the town, what it looks like today, what's going on now. I mean, so locals, and which are mostly farmers in that area, have really taken over the space. They plow the roads wide and sow crops there. They irrigate with water from the man-made lake that was situated for this compound or this community. They've built pens between these villas where the houses, where they house cattle, poultry, and that sort of thing. The big garages that should have been for, you know, expensive vehicles are now just shelters for hay bales and farm equipment. So it is local people now that have free rein and access to this, and nobody's stopping them. So it is their, it's theirs to use.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why I think of this. I think outside the box on stuff like this. I could see the Chinese government occupying this area militarily for training for city fighting.
That's
the way the world's going.
Yeah, that is interesting. Kind of like close quarter
combat. The way the world's going? Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be a like a perfect place to train militarily for real world major city fightings.
Yeah. That's interesting. Think I hadn't even thought about that, but that's, yeah, I could definitely
be used.
Yeah,
you got all the buildings, a high rise. Huh? Yeah. Maybe in, it would be a great spot. But you never know. Let's not give them any ideas.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, that's it for today. This is our 4 topics, and I thought they were pretty interesting. Which ones did you like the most? I think you mentioned already you thought.
I like the building one, and I like this abandoned one because it has possibilities.
Yeah.
It, to be salvaged, to still be used. You know, if you want to militarily use it for training, if homeless is a big issue in that area, in that country, just hate to see it go to waste.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean.
Very interesting.
It's a lot of money there.
Well, like always, Bill, thanks for joining in with us as we went through some of these topics today. And for the audience, hey, continue to join us. We're going to do things like this all the time, and we're going to pull weird and strange scenarios and situations from across the planet. We're going to share them with you. We're going to talk about them. And we're also interested in things that you're aware of that you can let us know about.
Yeah.
It's fun. I enjoy doing it. And anything you want to close with, Bill?
Yeah, Tony and I are talking about maybe doing an episode in the summer up by Skinwalker Ranch. Yeah.
Yep.
I have family who live out that way, so 5 miles from there. So that's something. Email us or put in the comments if you'd be interested in us going up there and doing a report, you know, at night. You know, we can
yeah.
look up at the stars or whatnot, go into the radio station in Roosevelt, interview some people.
Yeah, it would be fun.
I know people up there that, so it's an idea. It's on our table. I mean, if you have other ideas that you want to hear, you know, stories or whatnot, share it. Yeah. You know, we're open for suggestions.
All right, guys.
What's our email address, Tom?
It is highstrangeness2024@gmail.com. Yep. And I think when this is on YouTube as well, you'll be able to put comments there as well. So anyway, looking forward to hearing from you. And we've enjoyed our episode today. And everybody, just remember that there's a lot of strange and unexpected out there. Keep your eyes, ears, and minds open. And until next time, stay safe.
Thank you for listening to High Strangeness. This was a glance at some of the strange that exists in our reality.